Hello. You alright?
Yeah.
Got some stuff there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, we had a good time.
It's a nice case.
It is. Yeah, it's a.
Is it?
Music stand and stuff for the TV.
Oh, okay. The Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Super. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a good movie. It's worth a few watches.
Mr. Gary Smith on the piano. It's a Richard Dixon on harmony vocals.
See you both. Fuck him.
Yeah, let's make a federal case. Yeah, well, what is our English equivalent?
Because yeah,
they let it go. Because I probably should be using less completely unrecognisable metaphors for them. It would probably
the children.
Help.
Yeah.
Because I think it's bad enough with English with English metaphors, but
yeah.
I need to...
To a child.
But a federal case presumably
federal
means
case.
FBI.
Yeah.
You know, the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
Don't make an MI5 like folder out of it.
Yeah, it's not making... I'm making an MI5 folder out of it. That's great, isn't it?
Well, I like the thought of that's probably what the MI5 does. If there's something bad's happening,
yeah.
We've got any more? Get a folder.
Yeah, get a full scope folder, please.
start a file.
A file.
Let's file that. Like, okay, so we think there's a new cell popped up.
Yeah.
We think they're planning to cause some animosity.
cause some animosity. Someone might be causing animosity. Can we get a folder, please?
Yeah. Like who had the folders? The new pack of folders that came. Ah, they were on Bob's desk.
We went down to Smith's because I think we're running low on folders. There's a lot of animosity going around at the moment.
Yeah, we seriously need to, if we keep running out of folders, we're just not recording this. It's kind of like, I think we're derelict in our duty here. How many folders do you think we need a day?
Yeah. How many are archived?
1,000.
What have we got in the archive that we can just, what folders can we put together? Can we just free a folder up?
Can we maybe double up? Double up the folders. Just... start a folder.
MI5 got stationary issues. Animosity. Such an English word, isn't it?
Keeping tabs on animosity. what's the opposite of animosity?
Is there an antonym? Animosity. Amorosity. For being amorous.
That's so close to animosity. How weird is that?
I know.
Amorous? Amorosity.
Amorosity. That must exist.
Amorousness.
Amorousness.
I mean, I've heard of that, but why not make it an osity? Amorosity.
Amorosity.
Yeah. I suppose...
Yeah.
They could confuse that. Let's not confuse the folders. It turned out to be amorosity.
They just wanted to kiss me.
It's good to know. Good to know.
Good to know. Can we get an amorous folder, please?
Oh, yeah, I wore Crocs for about 6 months.
Okay.
Before you came.
Was that medical?
Medical Crocs. Like a Red Cross on. First aid Crocs. I don't know. It was like end of the summer.
Crack out the Crocs. But fuck it.
It was a bit of a fuck it because I thought, well, they're comfortable. I don't want to put socks on. Socks seem to symbolise
autumn.
Symbolise like rules and I just refused to put socks on.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, shoes and no socks is
weird. That's a sign of mental degradation.
I don't. Literally, that would seem like you've ticked a box there.
Yeah.
Like not a good one.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd just keep wearing the Crocs.
Yeah.
And I got away with it. Boring.
Oh, another birthday cake. Oh. Happy birthday again.
Just finished the birthday in half term.
Oh, fantastic. What are you doing?
He's booked. Like a something on ice. Yeah, like.
That's what it needs to be called now, isn't it? Something on ice.
I mean, seriously, I don't understand how putting something on ice makes it better.
I know.
Because I would have thought it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because it's cold. Ice is cold. So I associate that. Well, you take your coat off for that, or
you keep your
coat on.
No,
take something extra. Take a scarf.
Just take one sleeve out.
And so things on ice. I don't know the tension of people slipping over and stuff.
Yeah, that's
worse too.
They're usually trained. They know what they're doing.
Imagine, like, they got this show worked out, and then someone at the very end said, "Well, you know, we're on ice. You did realise that? I've never skated. What are you doing? Tomorrow, we're starting tomorrow. We're on ice. Oh, just look, you'll manage. You know, just go. Take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. Spread your arms out. You'll be fine."
And then everyone is just kind of doing the show. But really kind of emphasising every step, holding on to the edge. Okay, kids!
Oh, that'd be brutal. I love the edge thing. Everybody just walking really carefully around the edge of an ice rink.
Trying to deliver their lines or do some gesticulations kids will enjoy. But that's a really nice. That's a nice idea. Just out of the night before the dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Why
the
are we
ice
here?
Booked. What?
Why would we book an ice rink for Glengarry Glen Ross? It's Glengarry on
Abbey.
Ice. It's David Mamet on ice now. That's how we do it. I'm suddenly starting to visualise Glengarry Glen Ross on ice now. Well, anyway, it must be Disney. I don't know for sure.
They love doing things on ice.
It's not going to be David Mamet.
Never say never.
Yeah, imagine if I got there and it was like a sort of a mixture. So there was Disney, and then it kind of went into Pinter. Just a little nod to Chekhov, and then it ended up with a real swear Mamet fest.
I think the rest of the world missing a trick there.
Well, but even on ice, what about in water? Why? Why stop? Why?
Yeah, yeah. Just out of all the three states on steam.
In a steam bath.
Gary Grant in steam.
States of Matter, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
So a normal play is it's like in a theatre, which is made of solid.
Gas. Yeah. Well, it's in air.
Are you thinking there's no air?
In a vacuum. You need to flood that. You know, you need to fill that with water to get it in water, underwater.
Okay, so you can perform maybe short scenes in a vacuum, you know, or do sort of I don't know, what is it, the sort of two-hour Shakespeare or something?
Yeah.
In a vacuum, in an actual pressure chamber or something. But, you know, it would really add a lot of tension, I would imagine.
It would, I guess.
Will
they survive?
Will Shylock prolapse?
will Shylock prolapse?
In this scene. What about, vacuum in steam?
Steam?
That's like water vapour.
Yeah.
It's a weird scene.
I know, wasn't it? I couldn't quite work out what I was carrying.
Carrying such a strange object. Early for weird objects. maybe they went through all this, and they came upon ice. But it's kind of weird to build an ice rink and you invite people to come and skate, but then all of a sudden you switch it round and you say, right, now you're not allowed on the ice. You just watch people on the ice. You watch something on the ice.
Mickey Mouse,
you don't go on the ice.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do. Maybe they let you on the ice. Do they sort of, they've got a show going on, but they're still like taking bookings for beginning skaters.
Have half of it cordoned off.
So you're trying to get round the, like, Goofy and Mickey Mouse. Like that's just you on ice, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't sell it as that.
I think that maybe that would sell, you know, come to
the Sobel Centre. You on ice.
You on ice.
Be yourself on ice. It's like the regular you on ice.
Do whatever you want to do, but do it on ice. Yeah. Make part of it skating.
Yeah, so have you ever seen anything on ice? This is the thing, I've got no idea whether you even know it's on ice. Maybe just people just run around and it's like, well, okay.
Yeah, they make a point of doing some skating motions. You know, that'd be where they slip backwards, wave their arms about, but they're still moving. Their legs are stationary.
Hey, what wouldn't work? Like, I don't think a circus would work on ice.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Clowns on ice? How's that different?
Yeah, they just...
Different to normal people on ice, isn't it? It's the same
makeup, isn't it? Big shoes.
But like, yeah, I mean, I slip on ice. That doesn't make me a clown, does it?
No, it's the car with the wonky doors.
Damn it, sorry. I can't tell if. Can you get out? If I.
Yeah.
Will you be able to?
I can get out. Whose car is this?
This is my car.
Oh, yeah. It's still your car. It's your car, isn't it?
To me, that's weird. Subterfuge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something you wouldn't do. You wouldn't do. You'd rather have an open and frank conversation with people about arrangements.
If I know something, and it's not volatile.
Yeah, you just well.
I mean, I'm assume it isn't.
Yeah, I'm not giving people like partial nuggets of truth and or ideas and pretending I don't know anything. When we're trying to arrange an amicable solution, you prick.
Your turkey comes in and just slaps me around the face.
Yeah,
and walks out. Then I'll know that I was out of line somehow.
Yeah, it's all this.
But yet, like,
horrible,
is this what we call office politics? Because to me, it's just...
It's bullshit, isn't it?
It's duplicitousness.
Yeah. The opera of amorous, the opposite of...
It's animosity.
Animosity.
We need to open a folder.
Yeah.
We need to start a manila. Is it a manila?
I think it's manila. Is that envelopes?
Manila folder.
Manila.
Not Mozilla.
No, Mozilla, that's Firefox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing. Yeah. Well, what? Manila sounds wrong. I mean, that's a country, right? That's a sort of.
Yeah. But I've heard. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Southeast Asian country.
But it's. Why would you associate office?
Why do they make folders?
Yeah.
Because they've got like a.
The only thing they can do.
Load of trees or something.
The only thing they can do.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, what if I've been hugging the cab? He wasn't even looking, like, he was doing that thing of, like, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, go straight through cars.
Yeah.
Jesus.